This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, a man is denied vital organ transplant because of donor's vaccination status. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Dialysis was no longer an option for Mike Gannon, a 52-year-old man from Ohio. He needed a new kidney, now. He was scheduled to have a life-saving kidney transplant operation on Wednesday, October 13th. But just before the surgery, the Cleveland Clinic informed him that they would have to find another organ donor because the one lined up for this surgery was not vaccinated against COVID-19. The clinic's new policy requires that both people must be vaccinated against the COVID-19 to be eligible to be an organ donor or recipient. Debbie Gannon, Mike's wife, commented that, "It makes us feel like we're back to square one. I've been terrified. Sometimes I have my moments and I don't think about it, but it comes back. And I think, what's going to happen?" She also said regarding the clinic's decision to cancel Mike's surgery that, "It's just wrong in so many ways. All because of a policy that was just decided." The couple had found Sue George, a willing kidney donor, through social media, but because of the newly issued policy, she is no longer allowed to proceed. George commented that the doctors knew all along that she was not vaccinated, and it was not a problem. She said that, "We were blindsided," and went on explaining that, "I don't want to get the vaccine. I've got reasons, medical, religious, and also freedom." Pray for Mike Gannon that he would be able to find a suitable donor or a doctor that is able to perform the life-saving transplant operation. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.